This is the podcast.
Wow. Okay, that's the start. Done. We're off.
Welcome to the podcast. We have not named the podcast.
We have not named the podcast.
Hello. I feel like I should start by saying hello.
No, we've started.
Oh.
That hello. Was it. Hello. I'm Katie and this...
I'm John.
Wow, it's John. We are here to talk...
At you.
At you, not with you.
No video, just voices.
Fully just speaking until your ears hurt.
Full frontal sound. It's the experience.
Wow, it is an experience.
It is an experience. This is very strange. Neither of us have done a podcast before.
No.
Both of us have tried various stints at social media fame.
Correct.
But Katie's the only one that's ever been successful.
My YouTube... Not so successful, but abysmal. My TikTok, abysmal's a strong word. I wouldn't like to use it to describe my YouTube. I think it's a bit harsh.
It is a bit harsh because your content's good.
Oh, thank you, John. Yeah.
The content's good, but the audience isn't there.
The audience is a bit low.
But my your TikTok has taken off.
Woohoo.
It's
Who
quite extraordinary,
knew?
Really.
Yeah. Who knew we'd get to this point?
I'm shocked. Are you?
I'm shook.
I'm shook.
I don't think I've ever heard you say the word shook before.
Shooken.
I'm shooketh, as the kids say.
Oh. I'm not down with the kids. That's one of my main problems with TikTok, is that I don't understand the trends that go on there.
I stumble my way through, and for some reason, I have found my own niche that people seem to like.
Yeah, and they do like it. They do. The kids resonate well with your vibe, I think.
Yeah,
which is good.
That's kind of just been a theme in my life, and that's sort of why I've landed the jobs I've landed.
Yeah, you've always worked with children.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. I mean, you're clearly...
I can't get on with adults, so I get on with children instead, which is kind of sad.
It is a little bit sad. And in fact, it's quite brave of us to embark on a medium that is traditionally not a child's, like, format, if that makes sense. I feel like TikTok is the epitome of children's content. It's short, it's snappy, and this is a very long form...
Well, it depends how long we ramble for.
It depends how long we ramble for.
How long my tonsillitis will let me ramble for.
Katie has tonsillitis.
Because that's the other thing. We shouldn't start a podcast when I can't speak.
Well, no one's listening, so it's fine at the moment.
That's true.
But if you are listening, you're probably one of Katie's TikTok followers, because that's the
Almost
only
place... definitely.
That's the only place we can promote
or
this.
Or our parents. So, hello, Mum and Dad.
Hello. You're probably not what my Mum and Dad probably are.
My Mum and Dad definitely listening.
But welcome to the show.
Yes.
That's the most important thing. We don't have a name for the show, and we don't have a name for this episode, so we would like some audience participation in that sense. If
Correct.
We have an audience... And hopefully they are some of your TikTok followers.
I will be forcing my TikTok followers here because I feel like it's a similar sort of format to my live streams.
Yes. Yeah, I'd say so.
Because
I think that's what we're going for.
Because it's just me having a chat. So,
yeah. But they're saved forever and can be used against us in court, which is part of the fun.
Yeah, that is a problem, actually.
So hopefully no one will listen to this and we'll get off scot-free. But otherwise, we'll try not to say anything.
I'll see you in court.
I'll see you in court. Try not to incriminate ourselves too
Incriminate.
Much. Incriminate. I've got to watch what I say. My accent's gone. It's not my real voice.
Whoa.
But anyway, because obviously this is the start
yes.
and we haven't promoted it yet. No one knows we're doing this.
Except our friends
who have advised against it. Many of them have. Some of them are all for it, but then I'm not sure if it's just to watch us fail.
Well, that would be very mean. But talking of friends, John...
That's the one thing that we have decided on for this episode.
Yeah. So in this podcast, we're going to answer the big questions.
The big questions. Please tell us what your big questions are, and we will try and answer them.
Any big questions that you have about life, the world... Stuff. More stuff.
We're gonna answer the big questions about friendship today.
Yes.
Like, what is friendship?
What is friendship?
How many friendship? How many different types of friendship are there?
Who friendship?
Who is my friend?
Why friendship?
What is a friend?
What are the W's are there? When friendships
turn bad.
Oh.
Drama.
Where friendships
end. Occur.
Oh, sad. That's sad.
Maybe we'll end... We should probably end on a happy note.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, friendship is important to all of us. But yes. What is friendship?
What is friendship?
Well, I've pulled up the Wikipedia article on my big computer screen here.
Yes.
And it describes friendship as a relationship of mutual affection between people. And
no, that's very vague.
That's very, very vague. And obviously, lots of people sort of have connections with each other. But then at what point are you friends? There's a lot of acquaintances. Mm. I think I have a lot of acquaintances.
So many.
Especially going to university. We both went to university.
Yes.
I've yet to graduate.
I have recently graduated.
And that is in a strange environment. Because it's the first time you come in, as an adult, you come into contact, I think, with like so many other people around your age.
Because school, you come into contact with a lot of people, but they're like always going to be around you.
Yes.
There's no choice about that. You do have choice about like who you get on with and who you're going to hang out with outside of school, but in school, they're always there. University, so many people that you'll meet for a second, and then you'll never see them again.
Yeah, and you might have to get on with them quite well for the short time you do know them. Because you might be forced to work with them, or... I don't know, it's a very strange environment. You sort of go through, it's like, I don't know, friend speed dating. Mm. Especially at the start. You have to sort of cycle through a lot of people, and then eventually find the people that you're going to be friends with.
Yeah.
But, you know, what point do you decide friendships?
Mm.
And, you know, beyond that point, adult friendships are quite hard to make, I think. It's quite hard to find new friends once you're sort of in established places.
Yeah, because you spend, like, all of your life in environments where you are around lots of different people, and then suddenly you leave uni, and it's like, where do you meet people anymore?
Yeah. I mean, I think you always need new social circles, or I don't know, but it's hard to find, isn't it? And in fact, Wikipedia does, I've just looked down, we found the developmental psychology section of the article.
Oh, wow.
Which goes into incredible detail about the different stages of life and where friendships form, which is interesting. I can't really read it live, which was a mistake. Should have done more research. Note for next
No,
time.
I don't think we should do research.
Oh, I think it'll be more fun if we don't do any research.
Yeah.
But
what else comes up when you Google
Google friendship, you get lots of different results.
Quotes for best friends.
Let's have a look at that.
Let's read out some inspirational friendship
for context.
Oh, there's some puppies holding a stick.
They're probably not friends. They're probably siblings. Do you think siblings can be friends?
That's such a difficult question. They can be friends.
They can be friends, but like...
Not all siblings are friends, though.
That's true. Would you like... Oh...
You're like, do you want to answer this question?
I don't know. Well, I'd say I'm very good friends with my siblings, but they're not like, I'm not as close to them as some of my friends, for example.
Yeah, it's a strange thing because like I get on really, really well with my siblings, and I say we're friends. I don't know like why we wouldn't be friends, but also I don't see them a lot.
Well, we're both in the interesting position because we both have half siblings who are older than us.
Yeah. So I didn't live with my siblings.
Yeah, same.
So that I feel like that helped me get on with my siblings better.
Yeah, they were like cool. They were more like cousins in a way. They were close cousins that sort of visited. They were family, you knew each other, you shared stuff, but like you were, I don't know. For me, it was like they were like a cool older cousin that you didn't have to put up with at their bad
parents. Yeah, the time you spent together was time where you were trying to get along, not fight for your parents' attention.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. Wait, what's some of these quotes?
In the cookie of life, friends are the chocolate chips. So friends are good.
I don't understand that. Oh, is it like because the chocolate chips are the best part of the
cookie? Yeah, that's what it's trying to say, I think. Which is interesting.
That's also very...
Eat some chocolate.
That's... I'm not sold on that one. And it's by unknown.
I mean, I think a lot of these quotes boil down to the fact that friends are good. People seem to think friends are good. Mm-hmm. Is that true? That's a big question. Are friends a good thing?
Why wouldn't it be true?
We enjoy having friends as people.
Yeah.
Yeah?
but they can also cause us the most harm.
That's true. The closer you are to someone, the more vicious they can be.
Oof.
Oof. That's deep.
Ah, many people will walk in and out of your life, but only true friends will leave footprints in your heart.
That means nothing, either.
Because there are some really good Winnie the Pooh friendship quotes.
Do you want to look at Winnie the Pooh friendship quotes?
They always make me cry.
Really?
Yeah.
Would that be fun?
Winnie the Pooh has the best friendship.
Okay, Winnie
actually,
the Pooh.
That's a lie. I used to think that. Oh, John's now showing off his mechanical keyboard.
Can you hear it? I don't know what the audio is going to
They definitely can
up.
Hear it.
Okay, good.
But it sounds funky, so it's all good.
I misspelled friendship, but I don't think it matters. Ah, 50 Winnie the Pooh quotes about love and friendship that will make you glow like a pot of honey.
Wholesome.
How cute. I don't want to hear... I don't want notification from this website. What does it say? You can't stay in your corner of the forest waiting for others to come to you. You have to go to them sometimes.
No.
That's a bit... That's not very good.
Oh, but some people care too much. I think it's called love.
Oh.
That's so cute. He's okay. So cute.
Friendship and love. That's quite an interesting one. Would you say you love your friends?
Some of them.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that kind of answer.
What do you want me to say?
I'd say I love my friends.
All of them. Every single person you'd call a friend.
Okay. So that's a good question. Do you...
I would say I love my close friends.
Yes.
And above.
And not below.
Not below.
That's okay. So let's go into what the different types of friendship, because I think that's
that came up.
A good segue. That came up at one point
when you googled friendship.
Let's look up types of friendship, because yeah, we all sort of have different people that we classify differently. Oh my god, there's so many. Every article has a different number as to what how
that
many types
like
of friendships
10.
There are. Ooh, this okay. So this
Whoa.
Is. Must friends, trust friends, rust friends, and just friends.
I need to know what a rust friend is.
Or a must friend, a best friend, a member of your inner circle, a person you can count on when something big happens in your life.
So a best friend.
So a best friend.
Cool.
Only best friends. Trust right. friends, someone who shows integrity, someone you feel comfortable with, that you're always glad to see, but not in your innermost circle. Perhaps someone you'd like to be closer to if you had the time or opportunity.
Close friend.
So a close friend. Someone you...
A rust
friend is a person you've known for a long, long time. You're probably not going to get any closer to that person unless something changes, but a part of your life.
I don't even know what that is.
I think I have some rust friends, but maybe you wouldn't even classify
them
as friends.
I'm not sure I do.
Would you... I don't...
Yeah, that's the thing. If there's someone... Like, there are people in my life that I've known a long time that, like, occasionally will pop up and I'll talk to.
Yeah.
But if they're, like, not a close friend, then they're probably not really a friend. Because people you've known for a long time are either the people you're, like, closest with...
Yeah.
Or they're just sort of, like, they occasionally pop up and you catch up and that's it.
Yeah.
There's not really an in-between there, I don't think.
I suppose so. I think it depends on, like, your tolerance of people. Like, I think you can... If you tolerate people who you don't actually enjoy spending time with, then you can have a lot more friends. That's the key to friendship, is tolerance, perhaps.
Right.
So if you don't...
I don't know.
If you don't suffer fools, if you don't, like... If you just cut people out that you don't enjoy.
Right.
I'm not saying you do this. I'm
no,
just saying,
I know,
like...
I know you're not saying this to me.
I think there's, like, a level of where, like, everyone has a different threshold of friendship. And you can decide to cut people off wherever you want. And that's kind of the beauty of it, because if you consider someone a friend, it means you tolerate
them. Can you, though? How do you cut friends off?
That's a difficult one.
Because that's not a thing I feel like I do.
You probably don't... No one does it... Only very specific situations would you do it consciously. But I think subconsciously you actively would sort of stop spending as much time or stop, you know, actively reaching out to message them or whatever it is, you know. You just drift apart
right.
naturally. You don't make an effort to not see them, if that makes sense.
Mm. Sorry, I was just reading the next thing that says, just friends.
Last category.
A person you see at a weekly poker game at your child's school.
Yes, very relatable.
Who is enjoyable company, but you have no desire to socialise outside a specific context or get to know that person better.
I could guess you could extend that to, like, school or university friends that you see on your course or in your classes, but that you might talk casually,
just,
or
it's worded in a very harsh way, like,
yeah,
somewhat like, who is enjoyable company but you have no desire to socialize with, like,
yeah,
that's harsh.
But that's someone I'd see in my university class and I wouldn't like go to,
but they can't be that enjoyable company then.
I see, that's an acquaintance, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's an acquaintance you get along with for the sake
for
of something,
the fact that you need to.
Well, that's useful. We've cut out one type of friendship, that's an acquaintance. I'd say acquaintances are not friends.
Not friends. They can't be friends.
Because
I think an important part of somebody being an acquaintance is the fact that you tolerate each other. Like, you would kind of get on with each other. There's no, like, friction there. But you also are in each other's spaces for the fact that you need to be.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
Like, you would not see them.
Yeah, you'd never.
Choice.
Yeah, you'd never choose to see them. I can see that. The Rust friend thing is getting me. I
don't know what that is.
Yeah.
What even is this website, to be fair?
This is Psych Central. This is a trusted source, clearly.
Is it?
No. So I think we've boiled it down to, we've got best friends. Do you have one best friend?
No.
Because I think that's quite a childish notion.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think that's a very primary school,
if you're
secondary school, maybe.
If you're a primary school child, how many friends do you have? Tell us. Email us at...
We don't have an email yet.
Just out of curiosity. We need to do, like, once we get going, we need an audience survey, because I'm worried about who might be listening to this.
Worried?
No, not worried. It interests me.
Right.
Yes. Because we should shill our content to whatever demographic
we attract. It will always be family friendly.
Family friendly.
But, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But yes, we will form an email address at some point, I'm sure.
I'm sure. That's not too difficult.
If you want to tell me stuff, head to my TikTok at KTHP Theatre.
Oh, plugging early, are we? Oh.
Gotta get it in there.
To be fair, yeah.
And just comment on a video and I'll be like, wow, look at that.
Well, I feel like everyone listening, if they are on your TikTok, then...
Or if you know me personally, just like message me, you know?
That's kind of weird.
I really hope people don't message me like, what kind of friend am I? Could you imagine?
That's the worry, isn't it? I think... Oh,
look.
It's fine. Listen, if you're listening to this, you're my good friend.
That's what I was going to say. If you've made it this far,
you're my
and
beloved
you've come
friend.
Over here and you've gone, I'm going to listen to Katie's podcast, then guess what? You're in tier one. Well
done.
Excuse me,
Katie and John's podcast. Maybe that's what we should call it.
That's so boring.
It's a boring name. We don't like that.
It's because we have boring names.
What? I like my name.
John.
Yeah. Good name.
Oh wait, what is this? Aristotle figured there were three kinds of friendships.
That's,
I think we should trust Aristotle.
Yeah, that's what we reasoned initially by cutting out Rust friends or whatever that was.
Although
was it?
This is a bit weird as well.
Friendship of utilities, friendship of pleasure, and friendships of the good.
That's a bit strange.
This is very philosophical and I'm not sure we're ready for it. But you know what? Let's have a quick... Oh, okay. So it's like, you scratch my back, I'll... Oh. I guess...
Don't
guess
read that
I'm not going to read that out loud.
That's very random.
Well, I'm not sure this is
family
friendly.
What was friendships of utility?
I think it's like when you...
Just helping each other out.
It's like when you're friends because... It's like if I befriended someone who was a doctor and...
To get free
medical advice, yeah.
Right.
Or like you, if you befriended me to...
Well, that's not very nice,
Build you a computer or something.
So it's befriending someone to get something out of it.
I guess.
That's not very nice.
Yeah.
And friendships of pleasure is like you go do your fun stuff together.
Activity buddies.
Yeah.
We could be activity buddies.
With what?
Podcasts. Okay. Friendships of the good. Mutual respect. Okay, this is like actual friends.
Okay.
That's like based on respect and admiration. They take longer to build than the other two. Okay, that's
similar
okay.
Values and goals. Right, right.
That's interesting. So that's like friends. Actually being friends.
Whereas the other two are more sort of...
They're more levels of acquaintance.
Yeah.
But I guess it actually kind of works. So, yeah. So the utility one is kind of shallow, but it sort of is mutually beneficial to some extent. It's like I've become friends with people in my classes or on my course because then we help each other out with homework or something, you know? Or like if you're in a situation, sometimes it's useful to be on friendly terms with people, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's the same thing as like you wouldn't hang out with them outside of a social setting. You may not be friends with them, but you get on with them.
Right.
No?
I'm just not sold on it as a concept.
Okay. And then friendships of pleasure are more like I don't even know what this is. Activity buddies, playing soccer, going for long bike rides, or cow tipping.
Cow tipping.
You may have this kind of relationship with one another. Ooh. Oh, okay, like locals at a coffee shop, like at a pub. If you were friendly with locals at a pub, not that I am, but you know, it's the sort of people you would chat with, you just sort of see them. Another acquaintance, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I think this is sort of defining the purposes for friendship.
I don't want to say Aristotle was wrong.
I mean, I'm sure that...
But I think Aristotle was wrong.
I'm sure Maura Kelly from 10 years ago is probably not quite expressing Aristotle as elegantly as originally prescribed.
I don't know.
I enjoy some of our other Aristotelian works, if that's the right word. Any philosophers in the chat, send an email and tell us why we're wrong.
Wow.
I know the Greeks define different types of love. We learned that in philosophy and ethics, GCSE. There are like four kinds of love, and it's like love of God, love of friendship, like platonic love, romantic love, that sort of thing. So is friendship love?
We've already kind of touched on this, and then you thought I was being brutal to some of my friends.
Yeah, I want to bring it back because I think that's an important point.
I don't.
We need to touch on.
I want
to
swiftly move on.
We're friends.
Yes.
What kind of friends are we?
We're best friends.
We're best friends.
Yeah.
Am I your best friend?
Singular best friend.
Am I your singular best friend?
But we've already said that's not really a thing.
Yeah, I was testing.
Okay.
I was testing. So yeah, I'd say it's quite a difficult one because obviously the correct answer, we're both in relationships, is the correct answer like I'm best friends with my partner.
Yeah, people say that. I don't know.
Do you consider friendships and relationships separately? Romantic
kind
relationships. I think there is some separation there, but I also wouldn't want to go out with someone who I wasn't good friends with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I think when you're with them, like you're going out with them, I don't think of it like as friendship and relationship. I think of like the friendship needs to be part of the relationship anyway. Yeah. That needs to be there.
Definitely.
For me.
Yeah.
So I just kind of don't separate it out like that. So I wouldn't necessarily class the person I'm with as a friend.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that. I mean, I think
if I was told to list my friends.
If you had to like say, it's sort of the same problem we were discussing before, is like defining a singular best friend. If you had to choose one person to say, yes, they're my best friend, there's only one right answer if you're in a relationship, potentially. Like, I feel like to avoid any conflict, you'd always say your partner, potentially.
Right.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Okay. We haven't thought about this too much yet.
No, it's just not really a thing I think about. I think it's a thing I've moved on from in my life, because I think there was a time in my life where thinking about like who my best friends were and like classifying friends was like something I thought about a lot.
I think children generally like, consider who the hierarchy of friends very carefully.
Yeah, and I think that was quite problematic for me. So
Oh, really?
I've kind of got to a point where I just, like, I have friends.
Yeah.
And I know I have people that I'm closer to than others.
Yes.
But I don't need to, like, have a classification system.
Well, these websites are obsessed with it. So that's...
Yeah.
It's disturbing. But I think... Yeah, the kind of people that are classifying friends are the people that are reading these things. And
I just think the problem for me was, you know, I'd classed all my friends and then some of those friends left me. And then because I was like, oh, they were my best friends, I kind of...
If you build people up like that. Amplified that
and ignored the people that I had.
Yeah, I'd say that's kind of devastating. And I had... I think I've had similar things where it's not necessarily anyone's fault, but like if you just stop being friends with someone that you've sort of put on a pedestal as being your best friend, that's kind of brutal. That's really sad.
Yeah.
But then, you know, maybe sometimes it deserves to be sad because it teaches you about sadness and love. Wow.
Where are you going now?
I don't know. I don't want to think about where I'm getting now. My best friend in primary school went to a different secondary school, so...
Well, I was the only one in my class to go to my secondary school.
Really?
Yeah.
Quite... only... I think
so
only...
I was completely like, here we go, completely That's new wild. People, yeah. which I was awful at as well, so it was kind of...
So, yeah, we both went to grammar schools, which are selective, different grammar schools.
Yes.
But because they're selective, obviously not everyone gets in, and most of my friends, especially my close friends, didn't either didn't apply or didn't get in. So we all went to different places, and that was quite upsetting. I knew a few people from my primary school to my secondary school, but yeah, it was hard. And that was since then, because I went to the same sixth form as my secondary school. That's why university was such a big shock, I think, because from secondary school, that's when when you're 11, when you go to secondary school in England, in the UK. That's the first time you sort of have to remake friends. Because as a really young kid, you don't think about it.
No, you just run into a space and it's like, who's at the sandpit?
Yeah.
We're now best friends. And then you run home and you're like, Mum, I made a friend.
Yeah, yeah. And it slowly builds up over primary school. Mm. But then I feel for kids who have to sort of move around a lot. Because I knew a few people like that who had been to like five different primary schools. And that's quite tough.
Mm. Especially at like... When we were in primary school, you didn't get phones in primary school.
Yeah, you kids.
We did not have phones.
Oh, now we sound like old people.
There was not, like, social media.
Yes, at least not accessible to us.
Yeah, you would not, like, connect to the... Once they were gone, they were gone.
Yeah, I had no way to contact any of my primary school friends, which is really sad. Like, we've since connected through Facebook, to be fair.
Yeah, and on our last day of school at primary school, like, we all wrote down our email addresses for each other, which obviously we never used.
No, because who
would do that?
Weirdos.
But yeah, I mean, we're all on Facebook now, but I mean, it's kind of just...
Yeah, I don't really want to reach out to a primary school friend I knew 10 years ago.
To be fair, I think like 3 years after we left primary school, somebody suddenly created like a group chat.
Oh.
And we just all started chatting.
That's quite interesting. I really want to go to a school reunion because it's been 4 years, 3 years? Three.
I don't remember.
I think it's just been over 3 years since we left sixth form.
Yes.
Yeah. We're both the same age, both the same year.
Yeah.
Which works quite well for this analogy. But it's not an analogy. Anyway. It's been just over 3 years, so I'm looking forward to like when it's been long enough that we can have a reunion. I feel like 3 years is too short a time.
Yeah, I mean, I've already had a reunion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had a reunion like the end of like the Christmas term.
Oh, we had like an awards thing after the first term of university.
Yeah, but ours wasn't like an awards thing. It was literally like you walked through the door. You did pick up your certificates, but like it wasn't a thing. Like you just picked it up and then you went into a hall with everyone and you stood and chat.
That's kind of nice.
I mean...
Was it good?
No.
You didn't enjoy it?
No, because the people that I would have wanted to connect with, I am connected with.
True.
Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I'm very fortunate that my friendship group from school was so like tightly knit that we still talk a lot and we still call each other a lot. Like, we didn't need a reunion because we would already hang out and stuff. So that just meant seeing people I didn't want to see. Like, I don't want to be in a room with these people. Why am I here?
I can see that, yeah. I certainly had a lot of different groups of friends. Like, I had
I <didn't. what? laughs> I had that one group.
I don't
want to.
I didn't have like loads of good friends all the time.
Right.
I had like my main group of friends was quite big, and I've definitely stayed in contact with some of them better than others. And that group sort of stayed together. But there are just so many other people I saw in other classes, especially in sixth form. You have quite small classes, at least I did, for certain subjects. And there were people there that I got on really well with.
Right.
But again, wouldn't necessarily... I'd really like to see them again or talk to them again, but we just weren't that close at the time and we didn't have a group to keep us together. And because I'm notoriously bad at reaching out and messaging individual people, I think those friendships have just sort of faded away.
Yeah, I think
it's really sad.
I think the only other group I had was like my drama class, but then we had drama together and we were in every single show together. We did some shows after we left school as well. And very occasionally, like every 3 months, somebody will drop a message in that chat and then we just talk like we haven't, like we've never stopped talking.
That's really nice.
And we'll do that for like a day and then we won't message for another few months. But my friendship group formation was like really bizarre. I don't think a lot of people have it. Like, so me and one other person from my primary school went to my secondary school in the same year. So there were only two of us. And we were in the same class together. I just clung to her. Didn't even really know who she was. But I was like, she's going to carry me through school. She's going to get me my friends, which she did, to be fair. She found two other people in our class. And us four, just that was it. That group, that core group, were together for the whole of school. And most of us still message now. So that group of four formed on the first day of school and we stayed together. And slowly we just sort of grabbed people to like join our group. Like in year nine, we met some other people. They joined our group and stuck together. Sixth form, new people joined the school. We grabbed those people and we stuck together. And that friendship group is just what we've had. And that was it.
I think that's quite nice. It's quite pure. It's a little bit clingy. Like, I feel like I would like to think I explored the options. However, I'm a total hypocrite in the fact that since coming to university... I think both of us did the same thing. They say at university,
I did
like,
the exact same thing again.
They say don't meet. They say don't like instantly try and get on with like everyone you first meet, and like don't necessarily think the people you get really good close to in the first week will be who you know.
And now look
see
who
in the
we're
future.
Living with.
Yeah, I mean, basically all my good friends at university I met
on the first day for me.
Yeah, first 2 days.
Because I didn't get on with my flatmates.
Me neither, particularly.
Pretty much instantly didn't get on. There was like one person I got on with and the rest I did not get on with.
Some beef. Hi, if you're watching, by the way.
They will not be. But I had, once again, a friend from secondary school who lived literally like a minute away from me. And so first night I went down to her flat and he was like... her flat we just stuck to,
yeah,
and we spent every single evening in her flat, and now those are the people that we live with.
Yeah, and that was fun.
Yeah,
it was great. Those are the best times in the first year. and same with my friends on my course. I basically stuck with the people who I was living not close to that also did the same course, and we're still friends now. And yeah, it was a winning formula. I don't want to endorse it because my advice to anyone going into a new place is obviously to, you know, try and talk to as many people as possible and, you know, go to societies and go to clubs and you know, socialise. But
well, the only place I think where I've gone in like completely by myself and made my own friends was like Panto.
Oh, yeah.
Because even at my job that I've been at for a while now, me and my friend from school got the job at the same time and started together. So we were close and we sort of used that to get close to everybody else. And like, I've just started a new job and I'm completely by myself. So I've got to do that by myself. And I don't do that a lot. I always bring someone along and steal their friends.
But you know what? That's not a bad way. If you're struggling to make friends, bring a friend along.
Yeah.
Terrible advice, because it's incredibly situational.
Yeah, and then you'll get to a place in your life where you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
So if you're young and you've still got the opportunity to make friends, because it is easier when you're younger. Not necessarily easy at all, but it is easier to make friends, I think, when you're a child.
Yeah.
When you're in school or when you're first going to university, you know, make the most of it and try and...
Yeah, I think the issue is, like, adults are generally kinder, like, because...
Adults are more respectful.
Kids can be mean.
Kids can be real mean.
Adults, like, are generally, you're going to have a civil conversation with them. It's just that adults are busy and they got things to do. They don't necessarily need friends.
Adults don't need friends because most of them probably already have friends.
Yeah, whereas when you all turn up to university, like, freshers need friends.
Freshers
Everyone's looking for a friend.
Everyone's desperate for friends.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And that's a perfect way to do it. And then it's a bit of a shame because I've seen so many people post on our university pages about, you know, we're halfway through the first term and I feel like everyone else is already in a friendship group and I don't have anyone that I'm close to.
Yeah.
And that's kind of heartbreaking. But at the same time, there's so many people out there, so many clubs and societies you could join. But
I made the most friends probably in my second year of uni.
Yes.
I had like a few people that I cling to in first year, and then second year I kind of blossomed a little bit more.
Oof. Blossomed.
Yeah, I thought that was a good word. Thank you.
A little bit pretentious.
Yeah.
Drama students. Classic.
Look, I'm just trying to use those fancy words.
And that's fair enough. We are trying to educate the people
in
this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's where we get to today.
Maybe this is where we wrap it up.
Yeah, we've explored what friendship is.
Who our friends are, where they came from, why they're our friends, and most importantly, what's the most important point?
Well, we talked about how to make friends.
How to make friends, that's important. You got the when, where, why, how, which,
who. What?
When?
You said when.
How?
It's my least favourite thing to teach at school as well, is the 5 W's, because they'll be like, who, and I'll be like, good, and they'll be like, what? I'll be like, good. I'll be like, who? And I'm like, I've already done that one.
Oh, children have terrible memories. I think
what are you talking about? You could get through them.
Oh, I have a terrible memory too, apparently.
When, where, why, what, who, how, which?
Education.
Boom.
Wait, 7?
I found them. I got to 7.
Maybe which isn't usually 1.
How and which are a bit dodgy.
They're a bit. It's sort of like more complex. Anyway, this isn't interesting. I'm calling it.
Okay.
But thank you very much for listening to the first episode of our yet-to-be-named podcast. We will set up an email. That's the minimum amount of work we can do for this. We'll set up an email address and advertise this on our social medias, on NKAT social media. I don't have any social media following. Do you want to plug your TikTok again in case someone found this by accident?
Well, yeah. If you're here from my TikTok or you came here somehow, then, and you want to give us name suggestions, some big questions to answer, anything else, the place to go right now is probably my TikTok, and just leave a comment on a video. So that's at KTHP Theatre, or just search Katie Hannah and I will come up probably.
And subscribe to Katie's YouTube channel as well, because it's very under...
Exact same details.
Yeah, undersubscribed for the quality of content put there.
I don't post on it a lot, that's why.
That's the main problem.
I don't have time for that.
You've got some good videos. And they supplement your TikTok content.
They do.
So I think anyone who's a fan of you on TikTok should be subscribed on YouTube.
Wow.
Look
at that.
Bold statements. Maybe even I will launch my own career at some point. Once this podcast takes off, which it will.
Wow, okay, cool. Good to know.
Then maybe I can afford to branch out of social media a bit more.
Oof.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah. Right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. And keep it frosty.
John.